My name is Yasmin Nicole, and you are listening to the Geeky Natural Mom Podcast. Hey guys, welcome back to the Fortress Y'all. Hope you guys have been doing well. I hope the year has been really awesome for you guys. I hope you have been manifesting and really, you know, trying to accomplish your goals so far. I just wanted to say thank you so much. I always start the show off with gratitude because I feel like as a creative and as a podcaster, I should. So thank you so much for the love. Like, the love I've been receiving has been amazing. I have never thought being a podcaster would be so awesome, and I'm able to do all these great things. So thank you so much to all my supporters. And also, if you want to support this podcast, there is a link in the show notes to show you how you can support this podcast. Also, I have a Patreon. So if you go to patreon.com/geekynaturalmom, you can see how you can support the podcast, there and become a Patreon. And I also will leave a link in the show notes. And I also leave links in my social media, but yes, we are on iHeartRadio, guys. Like, yo, we are on iHeartRadio. Like, that is crazy. I still can't believe it. I'm on cloud nine. So you can listen to the Geeky Natural, Mom podcast on iHeartRadio. So make sure you go to iHeartRadio and subscribe. And if you're listening from iHeartRadio, welcome. I hope you enjoyed this episode and give me your feedback. Also, if you are on iTunes, please, please, please give me some feedback on how I'm doing with this podcast. It would be greatly appreciated to get some feedback in the little section of, you know, whatever the thing is. You press the stars and give a rating and all that stuff. So please, if you can, give me some feedback so I know what I need to do, what I not need to do, what I like, what you don't like. That helps me out. So thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. So now I got all that out the way. This episode is a Monday moment, but a special edition. So, you know, when we do a special editions of Monday moments, it's a different day. So it's Wisdom Wednesday, everybody. I felt like I should have did that. It's Wisdom Wednesday. So I'm trying to give y'all some wisdom, trying to give y'all some positivity and motivation to keep you going on your week. So in this edition of Wisdom Wednesday, I'm going to start with this episode has came from a conversation that I had the other day. And I feel like it sparked an idea for this episode. So always be a person of conversation, because you always spark some type of creativity. You're always learning and you're always working and helping each other. So always have conversations. Wait, let me rephrase that. Make sure you have meaningful conversations. There you go. Meaningful conversations. All right, cool. All right, so investing in ourselves. Now, when we think of investing in ourselves, we feel like, you know, it's a monetary thing. It's a financial thing when we invest in ourselves or when we invest in, you know, someone else. You know what I'm saying? So, but do we really invest in our inner selves? Do we really invest in us? Like, do we really deep down really take time out for us and really figure out what our true identities are and where, you know, we can flourish and, you know, the goals and dreams that we have for ourselves? Do we really invest in ourselves? I think, you know, in the society that we live in, like, we don't have time to invest in ourselves. We don't have time to really, you know, give ourselves a break, because we're consistently, you know, are like, you know, hamsters in a wheel. We're constantly going in the circle and running around and things like that. So I'm going to try to give you some tips or somewhat try to help you in investing in yourself in under 15 minutes, because that's what we do on the Monday Moment series. All right, so I think the main important thing of investing is your mental health. And I feel like with anybody that is bringing awareness to mental health or a mental health activist, you know, I think they really should explain that, you know, really investing in your mental health will help your inner being and help you able to function in everyday life. Because as in all these episodes that I express and talk about, we need to, you know, let go of things, and we really need to, you know, deal with our childhood traumas and just traumas in general. And I'm not saying go full force into these things, because these things take time. These things take it will take a lot out of you. So I really think that really investing in your mental health is important. Really, you know, not be judgmental with people when they are trying to have conversations about their mental health. Be very understanding, and it, you know, show sympathy. Really show empathy more than sympathy, because if you can't, you know, really understand what they're going through, you know, at the end of the day, they just want somebody to vent, and they feel like, and it's crazy because you can smile and be happy and, you know, be this great person, and deep down, you know, you're really depressed and you're really sad, and you don't know what to do, because you feel like you can't talk to somebody, or you feel like, you know, the walls are closing in and you can't, you know, you won't be known as that happy person that you always are. And I feel like that's where, you know, things happen, where suicide comes in, because we don't know how to cope or handle, you know, the things that life throws at us. And it's really unfortunate that, you know, we are in a society where we have to hold things in and really cope with things by ourselves. We can't talk to our family members anymore. We can't talk to our friends anymore, because we feel like we're being a burden to them. Like, we really need to get back to a place where we show empathy towards others, so they're able to, you know, be able to cope and being able to deal with their mental health in a really great way, and really find great positive reinforcements to help with their mental health. And, you know, as a person that suffers from mental illness, I feel like being very open with yourself, and you know what, everybody is not, you know, everybody is not going to be open. And everybody feels like they are not going to be able to be able to confide in someone because of judgment. And that's a big thing. We've become a very judging society. And I mean, who are we to judge anyone as far as someone with mental health issues, or someone that's just feeling depressed and just really feeling sad or just being in a rut? Why can't we put that to the side and really help each other? You know, we are so egotistical and narcissistic with, you know, our energy, and not really using that energy to help others. And I always say that we are positive beings of service and positive beings of helping each other. And everybody doesn't want something out of you when they need help. So I just feel like we really need to get back to that place of empathy and kindness towards each other, and getting help and being okay with getting help. Any type of help, not just mental health, just stuff in general. Like, we shouldn't be crying out on deaf ears. You know what I'm saying? So if you can, please, please invest in your mental health. That is a big game changer in how you're able to accomplish everything you can do and just function as a person in general. Investing in self-care, that's also a big factor. And like, and self-care can be a lot of things, not just like in a, like a beauty sense of, you know, doing your hair or getting your hair cut, or all that stuff matters, of course, but like self-care of like really reflecting and meditating, if you're into that, yoga, or you know, exercising, or whatever hobby that you have, something that gives you joy, or like Marie Kondo says, whatever sparks joy. So whatever, you know, whatever thing that gives you spark, whatever thing that sparks your joy, should be a factor into investing in yourself. So also self-care is a very big one, and I always say we don't do it enough because we don't. So we have to get back to people of really investing in our self-care, investing into art, investing our time, and investing our time, you know, just reading books, and you know, again, doing those same things that spark joy, hanging out with friends, being productive, really set yourself up so whatever goals and dreams you have, you don't have to be stuck at that dead-end job. The dreams that you had when you were 12 years old, go out and push for them. Research and see how you can really put yourself out there to make these goals happen. Manifest, law of attraction, whatever you gotta do. Invest your time into the things, again, that spark joy. So, as I always say, we're only here for a moment on earth. So we need to make the best of ourselves and our inner beings, because, you know, life is short. So really invest in yourself. And I had I responded to a post on Facebook, and one of my friends said they wanted to be the best photographer that they can be. And I told her that you already are the best photographer, because you're investing in yourself. You're investing in your brand. You're really researching, you know, what you want to do with, you know, being a photographer, and really trying to make a mark of really growing as a creative. So when you're doing those things, you're already the best photographer, or you're already the best rapper, or the best artist, or the best podcaster, or the best singer, and like you're the best at whatever, chef, whatever, like you're the best at that, because you're investing your time, not just your money, but your time, you know, your passion, your drive. You're pushing yourself to that limit. You're having the sleepless nights, you're grinding, you're really wanting this, you're really wanting to go hard for it. So when you invest your time and really, like, really invest your time, like really, like, push for what you want, your inner self is happy, you're happy. It, you know, it's going to be stressful for a while, but you know what? We, you know, nothing comes easy, so we have to work hard for what we want. And also in this conversation that I had that sparked this episode was, we need to think how the rich people think. And what I mean by that is, they're not thinking about what they're going to buy and what, you know, how they're going to floss and all that stuff. They're thinking about how they're going to invest their money. They're thinking about, you know, being innovative. They're thinking about, you know, what can work for their brand. Like, they're not wasting their time on material bullshit. Like, they're really investing in their brand. They're really investing, you know, really trying to make a mark in this world. Even if it's just a small mark, or even if it's just something in your life that you really want to push for, like, really put time in that. Like, if you want to get your driver's license, study and, you know, and research, you know, about, you know, car insurance and all that stuff. You know, when you buy a car, you don't want to use public transportation anymore. So, like, invest in that. You're investing in yourself because you want better for yourself. So why not do it? So if you want better for yourself, if you're tired of the coulda, woulda, shoulda, if you're tired of being, you know, just being where you are and you're not being fulfilled in your life, invest in yourself. Invest your time. Like we said, invest in your mental health, your self-care. Invest in your friends. Why I say invest in your friends? Invest in your friends because your friends will make or break how you grow into that person you want to be, or have that brand that you want, or go after that job that you want. If you don't have the proper people supporting you in all your endeavors, then there's no point of them being in your life. So yes, invest in your friends, invest in your relationships, invest your worth in these relationships. Stop trying to, you know, put yourself in this category of you're being lesser than for a partner. It's not your time yet. If it's not time for you to be in a relationship, if it's not time for you to be married, if it's not time for that, we can really focus on ourselves so we can be better for that person. And I think that's what it's supposed to be about. If we both come in, you know, in a broken situation. I love how I can't think of her name right now, but she said that two mediocre people can't make a business. So we both have to be, I'm not gonna say be superior, and I felt like I said this in the last episode, but I feel like I need to say it again because it's true. We can't come into like any relationship, we can't come to a relationship mediocre. We can't come into starting a business mediocre. Like, we really need to research and see what the competition is doing, or don't see what the competition is doing, and really validate what you want in your business. Because some people don't want to see the competition, and some people don't want to, you know, really watch what other people are doing, which is great. But at the same time, if they make a mistake, you learn not to make that same mistake. So I'm not saying, you know, dwell on it, but sometimes it's important to see what other people are doing if you're trying to make things happen and trying to avoid the mistakes that they do. Like, your mistakes are your mistakes, and you make those mistakes to do better. So I hope that made total sense. I'm so sorry if it didn't. But I just feel like we should really take the time out to grow and have those stepping stones and investing in ourselves. Because if we don't, how can we invest in a business? How can we have people invest in us if we're not investing in ourselves? If we don't believe in what we're selling, if we don't believe in what we're making, if we don't believe in your pitch, if you don't believe your passion, how can you invest? How can somebody believe in you if you don't believe in yourself? So get your ass up. Self-reflect, rejuvenate, recharge that battery, get out there and invest in yourself. I promise you, when you invest in yourself, you invest in your life. So just do it, guys. So I hope that this episode, I feel like, yo, on some real, like, I feel like when I do these episodes, I feel like I'm like really just not making sense. And I know that I'm making sense, but then it's like I'm not, because like I want to be passionate when I talk about a topic or bring some type of motivation. I want to, you know, be authentic, and I also want to be make sure you're understanding what I'm saying. So, I mean, you guys are listening. You guys are enjoying the podcast. So, I guess I'm making sense. I think I'm just being a dork. So, that's all I got. I'm not going to ramble on anymore. I love you guys. I hope you guys invest in yourselves. I hope that you really make a mark in 2019, and it can be like the smallest one. Really make something happen for yourselves. This is the year that we really need to invest in ourselves. We really need to go after the things we want and the things that we need, the goals that we have. So please, if you really want to work on yourself and be a better you, please invest in yourself. All right, guys. I love you. And remember, positivity is the best policy. Peace and love.